Hey, Mama. Bathrooms are notorious for unpleasant germs and odors. But do you realize that the areas of our bodies which are exposed in a bathroom are some of the most sensitive? So why would we use synthetic toxic cleaners that will absorb into our bodies? You don't have to. Listen in today, Mama, to learn 5 easy ways that you can use essential oils in your bathroom to ditch toxic cleaners and switch to natural solutions. Don't forget to hop on over and take advantage of our free Facebook community where you can connect with like-minded mamas just like you looking for natural wellness and managing stress with scripture and essential oils. All right, let's get started. Hey Mama, welcome to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. Do you want to feel more connected to God despite the busyness of mom life? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to become frustrated when there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done? And then you become paralyzed and then the mom guilt sets in. Hey, I'm Kristen and I'm an overstimulated mom of littles. I too felt exhausted and just physically, mentally, and emotionally drained from trying to get everything done. My emotions controlled my reactions and I always felt like I was behind and just not enough. But by the grace of God, I found a little secret. I could manage my stress and how I reacted to my day with scripture and essential oils. In this podcast, you'll find scripture, quick and easy ways to use essential oils, and how you too can be confident and content as a Christian mom so that you will be able to glorify God regardless of your stress and circumstances. So grab that post-it note or whatever you can find and let's dive in. Welcome back to Natural Wellness for Christian Moms. I'm Kristen Christian, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. We're going to be talking about how you can clean some of the most dirty areas in your home with natural solutions using essential oils. Our focus today is the bathroom. Now, if you're more interested in learning about hacks for your kitchen, be sure to check back to our episode from last Wednesday about 5 easy solutions that you can use in your kitchen. However, today we're going to focus on the area which, for me as a boy mom and a wife, is definitely one of the most smelliest in my home. When I think of the bathroom or germs associated with the bathroom, my natural reaction is to want to Clorox or Lysol the whole room, maybe even use a little bleach. But these common household cleaners are some of the most toxic products that we have in our homes. And guess what? When we sit on the toilet, touch the handles, wash our hands, or even attempt to get rid of the unappealing smells, if you will, we are absorbing the chemicals that we use to clean our bathrooms. Let me just tell you that these chemicals are known to cause disruptions in our hormones. They can affect our immune system and our health. I mean, these are our chemicals that we use to get rid of germs to stay healthy, but they're actually keeping us from fighting off our own germs. But for today, just remember that there are natural solutions that are easy and are effective. And quality of the essential oils that you use matters. Now, if you are not familiar with the brand of essential oils that I use and you're wondering what you should be looking for a quality essential oil, you can jump all the way back to episode 2 and listen into what you need to know when you're looking for an essential oil. Because we absorb the contents of the ingredients of the cleaners and solutions that we use in our home, in our skin, in our lungs, just in all different parts of our bodies, it's important that we use a high quality essential oil and non-toxic ingredients in combination with that so that we are not inviting nasty things into our bodies on a cellular level. That's enough of my soapbox for today about quality of essential oils. Let's dive into 5 easy ways that you can use essential oils in your bathroom. The first thing I want to talk about is the odor of the bathroom. Mama, if you have a plug-in or a wallflower, I'm going to plead with you to please pull that out. They are so toxic to our bodies. Anytime that you see a product, whether that be a cleaner or even a personal care product that has the word fragrance, it's a minimum of 60 chemicals to mimic that particular smell, and they don't have to tell you what's in there because it's not regulated by the FDA. However, you can use essential oils to create your own DIY room spray, or they make now plug-in motion sensor diffusers. That's right. Now you can use your Certified Pure tested grade essential oils in a motion sensor plug-in diffuser in the wall to replace those toxic plug-ins that you may or may not have currently in your restrooms. A DIY room spray is super easy. Citrus oils are fantastic for eliminating odors. Again, this is not a Febreze spray or a spray that you buy over the counter in an aerosol can that just covers the smell. Citrus oils will actually cleanse the air around it. So, you can use citrus oils in your room spray to not only cleanse the air of odors, but also to uplift your mood while you're in the bathroom. You can also add in a little bit of mint for a pick-me-up and increasing oxygen flow to the body. So whether you're using a 2 or 4 ounce spray bottle, or even if you have a larger, like a 16 ounce spray bottle, if you're going to use citrus, I recommend using a glass or stainless steel spray bottle for your DIY room spray. And if you are using a 2 to 4 ounce bottle, you really only need about 10 drops of essential oil total. So whatever oils you decide to use, you can put in there, or you can use up to 40 in a 16 ounce. That's just typically what I use whenever I do that. Again, I'm just telling you from my experience that these are products that I make and I use every day in my home. Now, if you don't necessarily want to have to spray something every time and you are looking for motion sensor diffusers, I'm going to share a link below. The company that I use for essential oils actually has a fantastic deal on wall plug-in motion diffusers. It's for new customers only are able to take advantage of this deal, but I have a special link below with a special code for some extra freebies in there, and they give you an option for a citrus bundle or a forest bundle, so some grounding blends, which can also help with odors in the bathroom, but are also very soothing and relaxing as well. So you can choose from either of those bundles. I have them linked together. The link below will send you to a shopping cart, and you can choose which one you want, or you could get both, and then you end up with 4 plug-in diffusers, which is just a fantastic deal all the way around. Okay. The next way that you can use essential oils in your bathroom is by switching out your disinfectant spray. As I alluded to before, the common over-the-counter disinfectant sprays that we are using on our surfaces are causing and wreaking havoc in our bodies. Even if you don't have an immediate skin reaction, what it's doing to your lungs, you may not be able to see right away. In fact, I was just talking yesterday with a friend of mine who was using a particular cleaning brand that was very affordable from a particular, the dollar store, right? And it was something that I have used in the past before I knew about essential oils. And she ended up developing lung issues after cleaning her bathroom because she was in that small confined space with all of the fumes. In fact, my sweet mama comes and cleans our bathrooms every other week. I pay her to do that, but that she cleans houses for a living. And we use all natural essential oil-based products in our home from the company that I purchased from. And she does not have to wear a mask when she cleans her bathrooms because she knows that she's using safe and effective products. So for your DIY disinfectant spray, it's going to be a really easy combination. You can use distilled white vinegar, add a little bit of water, and then you can use your favorite essential oil. Remember, citrus oils are fantastic for cleansing, so you can use a white vinegar, distilled white vinegar with some lemon, or tangerine also has a very high limonene content, so it's going to be great for cleansing. Tea tree is one that you can use, and you can also use pre-made multi-purpose cleaners. So each of these, I like to give you a DIY that you can make, or if you're like me and you know that you need something quick and easy, because let's be honest, I'm still busy trying to slow some stuff down and I just need it to be simple. I'm willing to pay a little bit more for it to be simple. The company that I purchase from also makes pre-made cleansers. In fact, one of them specifically was made in conjunction working with Johns Hopkins University to find the top essential oils for cleaning your home with targeted, compliantly, things that are commonly found within the home. And so you can DIY the version or you can make your own version. If you'd like to know or learn a little bit more about those, just email me and I'd be happy to give you some more information about those pre-made versions. But it's really easy. You just use distilled white vinegar, a little bit of water, and then your essential oil. Again, you want to use a stainless steel or glass spray bottle if you can. But if you're cleaning regularly and all you have is a plastic bottle, you could do that because you're not going to ingest this cleaner. However, if it sits for a long time, it could detox into the plastic or through the plastic, if you will. So glass, stainless steel are always recommended when it comes to citrus. The third easy way that you can incorporate essential oils to your bathroom is with your toilet. Now, how many of you have ever seen the poopery sprays to help with the smell in the toilet? Okay. Remember, ladies, that things like suppositories, for example, should be evidence that we absorb things into our bodies from that region that sits on the toilet. And because of that, we need to be conscious about what we're spraying in the toilet because those fumes do go up and connect to your bottom. I did not realize that this was the case until after I was pregnant with my first and I had some problems with some discomfort down there. I was able to use peppermint essential oil just by putting a couple drops in the toilet, and the cooling sensation helped with the discomfort that I was feeling on my bottom after having kids. And so if you have regular births, not cesarean births, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that I didn't realize how cooling and refreshing that peppermint oil could feel. And so that made me realize, oh wow, anything I put in the toilet, I'm like actually absorbing into my body in that way. So natural poopery is super simple. You can use a 2 or 4 ounce spray bottle. You want to put about a quarter of carrier oil, like a fractionated coconut oil, in there, and then 10 to 20 drops of your favorite essential oil combination. I would use 10 for 2 ounce, up to 20 for a 4 ounce, but even then you could use less if that's what you have. I love using peppermint for this because it does help to relax things down there. In fact, you can jump back to one of my earlier episodes where I go through all the benefits of peppermint. But lately I've been using peppermint and clary sage. It has been a wonderful combination. Some other popular essential oils, though, include citrus, right, for the smell, but also lemongrass is very good at eliminating odors kind of in that way. So play around with your favorite essential oil blend. Add a little bit of fractionated coconut oil to the bottle that stays liquid all the time and fill it with water, and then you just spray in before you go, and it will create a film over the top of the toilet. It's the same way that the store-bought stuff works. It creates a film over the top of the toilet, and that quote-unquote keeps the odor into the toilet, but this is all natural and your bum will thank you later. Your bonus tip here is to use peppermint for the best poops of your life because they are relaxing and refreshing, and 1 or 2 drops in the toilet before you go will just make it a very pleasant experience. The fourth way that I want to share with you about using essential oils in your bathroom is a DIY shower cleaning scrub. Now, this is not a scrub for your body. This is a scrub to clean your shower, and it's super easy. You need 3 ingredients: baking soda, unscented castile soap. Remember, if it comes scented, it's likely scented synthetically or with an essential oil that we don't know if it's pure or not, right? So unscented castile soap, baking soda, and some lemon essential oil. That's it. Mix it together, make a paste, scrub it on, let it sit, rinse it off, and you're good to go. Super easy for your shower or your tub. The fifth way that you can incorporate essential oils into your bathroom to ditch and switch is probably the first thing that I incorporated, and that is my hand soap. Ladies, I know that you love your seasonally scented hand soap from a very specific store that likes to sell $5 hand soaps around Christmas time. I did too. I loved all the seasons, but I noticed that it constantly was making my hands dry. And hand soap is so easy for people to just scent with synthetic fragrances, and then it's on your hands, and then you're touching your mouth. And so the next thing you know, you are ingesting the toxins and chemicals in those soaps. Instead, you can make your own. Or there's also a pre-made option that the company that I purchased from makes. They have 2 different options, which are wonderful. One is like a cinnamon orange smell. It uses their protective blend. And another one is a sweet floral smell that just is amazing. You can also just make your own using castile soap You can add in some vitamin E oil or a little bit of aloe vera juice for moisturizer for your hands, and then your essential oil of choice. So if you're looking to have a seasonal soap for fall, you can use a little bit of cinnamon, clove, and wild orange in your soap. If you want something lighter for spring, use lemon eucalyptus. Well, lemon and eucalyptus. There's a separate lemon eucalyptus plant that smells like outside summertime. that you use in place of DEET, friends. But the lemon and eucalyptus or lemon and spearmint would be an excellent one for spring or summer. You can do something more floral and sweet for Valentine's Day. I mean, the possibilities are endless. It is so easy, and the DIY saves you so much money. But again, if you're listening to me and you're thinking, Kristen, I ain't got time for that. Like, I would love to DIY my soaps, to make my own room sprays, etc. I need something quick and easy. Then I'm telling you, these pre-made hand soaps, my entire family uses them. In fact, I love to use their protective blend soap to clean my makeup brushes. Just another little hack. I'm full of extra bonus tips today. So really, the episode should have been titled 5+ ways to use essential oils in your bathroom for sure. Well, ladies, I have really enjoyed sharing these ditch and switches options with you. So pick one and incorporate it for a couple of weeks. Also, if you love free stuff, my company is running a really great promotion right now regarding those plug-in motion sensor diffusers. If you live in the United States or Canada and you want to order one of these plug-in motion sensor diffuser bundles, either the citrus or the forest, you can use my link below, and I already have a special promo code built in for a free lavender touch roller. If you buy both bundles, then there'll be some additional promos and gifts, a possibility to choose your own free gift and or extra free stuff, because hey, I love free stuff. Feel free to message me at naturalwellnessforbusymoms@gmail.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe and sign up to become a Natural Wellness Insider using the link below, because I will be sharing the actual full recipes of those DIYs that I mentioned today. It has been a blessing to spend this time with you. I hope this episode gave you some great ideas and got the creative juices flowing as to how easy and simple it can be to choose natural solutions for you and your family. Until next time, Mama. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend? If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you haven't yet, please leave a quick written review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. It just really lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. Remember, Mama, if God has called you to be in this present circumstance, He will equip you to get through it. I'll meet you back on Monday for another episode. Until next time.